Welcome to Witworks Radio. It is Tuesday, September 24th, 2019. I'm Abby Pober from Co-ops and Careers, and I'm here with a fabulous colleague today.
Hello, everyone. My name is Kristen Ekman, also from Co-ops and Careers, and we're very excited to be here to talk about the events happening this week leading up to Career Fair.
So every fall, we host the Co-op and Career Fair, usually somewhere around the end of September, the beginning of October, depending on what dates are available at the gym. And this year, it happens to be Wednesday, October 2nd from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. In Tansy Gym. So we've got a whole lineup of events coming up to help you prepare for that. So Kristen, what do we have going on this week?
Well, first, this radio show is actually kicking us off here. We will be discussing how to prepare. We'll be giving you tips and also calling in an employer to speak and give their tips and tricks and advice. But next, we have this end of the week, we have Thursday, Friday, and also Monday, September 30th, we have the Fall Event Info Booth. So Abby and myself will actually be outside on the quad in the Leopard Booth answering any questions you may have. We will have laptops ready for you to sign up for Co-op and Career Fair so you can get your color-coded major name tag as soon as you check in at the fair. And we're also, we can help you get registered for Mock Interview Day as well, because that is coming up.
Oh, that's interesting. Mock Interview Day. What is Mock Interview Day?
So, Mock Interview Day is going to be after the fair this year. It's October 22nd, also 3 to 6.
Also 3 to 6 in Watson?
In Watson. And so what we have, we invite employers on campus. We'll have the auditorium set up for you previous to showing up at the event. You will select your interview time. You can select up to five to interview with. It could be five different employers based on who you select and what jobs you select and what works. But the goal of this is a mock interview to practice your interview skills with real employers.
Yeah, and the cool thing is that it really mirrors our on-campus interviewing program. So employers have the opportunity to schedule interviews with students here on campus when they're recruiting both for co-op and full-time opportunities. And so Mock Interview Day is really an awesome opportunity for you to practice those interviewing skills and practice how to sign up for an on-campus interview, because that's actually part of your responsibility. If an employer is here on campus and they have chosen you to interview with them, you are going to have to pick the time that you're going to interview with those folks. So this is a way for you to kind of get used to the system, how it works. And also, if you're ever going to be interviewing at a bigger corporation, there's a good chance that you're going to be having more than one interview in the same day with different people. So this is a really great opportunity for you to get a feel for what it's like to stack interview on top of interview on top of interview for yourself. It's a shortened version of it. A lot of times when you go to a big company, you're there for a half a day or a full day doing that sort of thing. But it's a good simulation of what it's going to be like to answer the same kind of question over and over and over again to different people. So we've got these two marquee events, Co-op and Career Fair, Mock Interview Day, and we're going to be out there on the quad helping people register and answering any questions that they have about either of these events. But while we're doing that, the advisors and some employers actually who we're not going to tell you who they are because we just want you to come in and talk to whoever you can speak with. But on Friday, September 27th and Monday, September 30th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., both in our office and the Douglas D. Schumann Library in Beatty, we'll be having drop-in hours where you can bring your resume and get it reviewed, fix it up, finalize it before you want to bring it to the fair with you, so for employers to view. And that's an important thing. When you come to the Co-op and Career Fair, you want to have a resume ready to be seen by employers because they are actively recruiting you for co-ops and full-time opportunities.
Right, and you want to have plenty of copies while you're at the fair. So bring your portfolio stacked with, you know, if you plan to speak with 10 employers, bring 15, just in case. 15 copies of your resume if anyone asks you for them, so you'd be prepared. But also 2 all-day resume reviews if you could print your resume and have a paper copy. That would just facilitate the whole process.
That's a great tip. That's a really great tip. Print the original copy so that the advisors or employers can help you with it, and then enter those edits yourself and print that resume out. And how you might be wondering, how are you going to know who's coming to the fair? How are you going to know how many employers you want to talk to? Well, that's up to you. You have to do your research, but we have all of the employers available listed on WITWORKS for you. So whether you want to log in on your web browser on your computer and check it out and kind of take notes that way, or if you want to take it with you on your phone, WITWORKS actually has an app. It's called the Simplicity Jobs and Careers app. We highly recommend you download that. In the app, you're able to see all of the employers who are registered for the fair. You can see the job postings that they have up, whether they're co-op or full-time job postings. You can apply to those jobs through the app if you have a resume already uploaded to it. Goodness, you can see the booth numbers that these employers will be at as we get closer to the date. Those booth numbers haven't been totally finalized because we're still adding employers to the event, so we don't usually finalize those numbers. But as we get closer to the date, you know, next Monday, next Tuesday, you want to pop back into WITWORKS or the app to see the map of the fair and the table numbers. And this is where you're going to want to do your research and kind of come up with a list of the employers that you want to see, and then print, you know, double the number of resumes you think you're going to need, because employers bring multiple people to these. They can bring up to three folks with them.
They can bring up to three representatives. So, you know, a lot of employers do a really great job of, they might have an HR representative, they might have an engineer, or they might have a hiring manager there. So you will get, hopefully, be able to speak with different sides of the company.
And I think that's a really important piece for students to remember. You just talked about it might be the hiring manager, it might be an HR rep, it might be a field engineer out there doing the work and there to tell you what it's like. And so you want to be prepared to sort of have questions for a technical expert in the field, but also somebody who maybe doesn't know so much about the work that you're doing, but they know a little bit more about the company that you want to work for. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So be prepared. You might not necessarily be talking to the people you're going to be working with. So kind of prepare some technical stuff and not so technical stuff.
Oh yeah, definitely. So moving on, next week, so starting September 30th, which is next Monday, and October 1st, which is Tuesday, the day before the fair, we are holding extended WITWARE hours. So WITWARE is, if you have not heard of it yet, it is our professional clothes bar and closet where you can go, you'll check out. We have anything from shirts, ties, suit coats, belts, pants,
shoes, bags, anything. Whatever you might need, we have.
You can rent one piece. I don't want to say rent. You can borrow one piece. You can borrow a whole outfit. So that is over in the lower level of Tudbury Hall. It's right down there. When it's open, there'll be a mannequin right outside, so you can't miss it. So September 30th, October 1st, it'll be open 12 to 8, so noon to 8 p.m. And then on the actual day of the fair, Wednesday, October 2nd, it will be open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So if
that's such a great opportunity,
yeah,
don't feel obligated to go out and buy something professional to wear to the event. You are not expected, but it's highly encouraged that you dress professionally, but you don't feel like you need to go out and buy stuff. We've got donations from wonderful alumni and faculty. All of it is clean, dry cleaned every time it's brought into back to us, whether it's for the first time or somebody else has worn it. Everything is always taken care of that way. And then the following day, the night before the fair, we're actually bringing hiring managers on campus to answer your questions. So they're going to be in BD 426 from 5:30 to 6:30 on October 1st. Some of them will be employers attending the fair, and then some will be employers and hiring managers that don't necessarily have the opportunity to come to the fair but wanted to come talk to you about how you can bring your best self to networking events like the Co-op and Career Fair. So that's a great event. I would definitely check it out because we have a good idea about how the whole employment field, what they expect from you. But each one of these hiring managers will give you a more nuanced view about their industry, their type of company. So whether you're going for a small company or a big company or a nonprofit or a, you know, public company, everybody's got a little bit of a different culture. And so this is a great opportunity to kind of test the waters about what different employers are like.
Exactly, and you have them face-to-face, so you have the opportunity before you go out and meet these, say, hiring managers, field engineers at the fair the next day, you have the opportunity to ask them any last minute questions that pop up for you.
Exactly. And if you are speaking with somebody who happens to be at the fair the next day, all of a sudden you have another interaction with that employer above your peers. So we recommend taking advantage of that. So those are all the opportunities for you to come meet face to face and ask questions that you have about preparing for the fair and getting ready to prepare with us. But we also wanted to have this radio show for you so that if you don't have an opportunity to stop by the Leopard booth or all day resume reviews or ask the hiring manager, we wanted you to be able to sit down and listen to this episode and pick up some tips to help you get ready ahead of time and then to help you when you're actually there at the fair. So Kristen, we're just about a week out from the fair. Is it time to start preparing now?
Absolutely. It's never too early and you absolutely still have enough time to prepare. excuse me. So we did speak a little bit about, of course, your resume is a huge piece of you want to have that prepared. It'll be helpful for you to be able to see all of your skills and experience on one page, and it might make it an easier time for you to talk about yourself if you have maybe considerate notes to look up.
Absolutely. It's a great place to kind of get started and review where you're at, even take a temperature check, that sort of thing.
Exactly. So definitely take a look at, think back to your skills that might be applicable, something that you can talk about with employers when you do meet them at the fair. And Abby mentioned earlier, we have on WitWorks. You can see on the WitWorks webpage as well as the Simplicity Jobs and Careers app, you have the opportunity to research all of these employers, which we absolutely recommend that you do. You can see, as you mentioned, the positions that they have posted. We require all employers that are registered and attending the fair to have their positions posted. And check them out. They may have co-ops, they may have full-time, they may have both. I think Abby already mentioned this. But definitely don't limit yourself to if you're just looking at co-ops. Look at maybe the full-time positions that they're hiring for, so you can keep that in the back of your mind for when you are ready to graduate.
Absolutely. And you want to kind of look for a few, you want to know some things about the employers that you're going to go speak with. So that's one of the things that they're looking for. They want to know that you are interested in working for them. Why are you talking to them if you don't have an interest, right? So some things that you want to know is, you want to look into is, what is the size of the company? Where are they located? What is the industry that they're working in or the type of products that they create? What is the medium that they're working with? And then if they offer a service, what is their history? One thing that I always like to keep in my back pocket when I'm trying to network with employers is I always look to see current news, recent acquisitions. Is there changes in leadership? Something different? Did they take on a new product that they're developing? Are they researching something new? Google the companies a little bit beyond WitWorks and see if you can come up with any news, because it's always an interesting conversation piece to walk up to an employer and say, hey, I saw an article in the New York Times that you just bought your competitor. What does that look like for you going forward? That sort of thing. So if you can kind of think that you're thinking about the future of the organization a little bit and you're going beyond just the basics of what's on their website, you're going to make a pretty big impact.
Absolutely.
But you also want to have some questions prepared for them as well, things that maybe you couldn't find in your research that you wanted to know. If you're in computer science, you might want to know what programming languages they work in. If you are going to be working in a lab, you might want to know the types of instruments that they use or the types of testing equipment that they run.
Yeah, I think an important point that Abby, you're bringing up is that you want to show whoever you're speaking with that you have an interest in the company and that it also aligns with your own interests. So the part that you brought up about the skills. So that is a way to work into talking about your own skills. So, hey, I really enjoyed this class and this type of coding using this type of software. Is this something that you use in your job or your role with this company? That would really show that you're really thinking of yourself at the company.
Yeah. Yes. And don't be afraid to write this stuff down. Make a list, write it. Like if you attended Co-op Institute, we know you have a padfolio, which you can take with you to the fair and you write a list, and under each employer that you're planning on speaking with, make a note about things that you want to touch base with them about, the questions that you want to ask, or the points that you want to raise, or the level of interest you want to show. And another great tip when you're making that list, try and order it in opposite order of the importance or the eagerness with which you want to speak with those employers. So the last employer that you speak with in the day should honestly be the one you're most excited to speak with, so that you can practice with all those other employers beforehand. So the one that you're maybe not sure about, put that as your first employer. You might find that they're really interesting and they're your number one, but if number one really is your number one, you don't want to make a mistake with them.
No, that's a really good point, and would probably help with the nerves of the situation, because it is a huge room filled with everyone speaking at once.
And yeah.
It can be very overwhelming, so that's a really good point to start at. And definitely, you mentioned apply to the positions before the fair. That might be another way that you could structure your list. If you've applied to the positions already, that is your opening line. Say, hey, I saw that you posted this position for a software engineering co-op for the spring semester. I'm looking for a co-op for the spring semester. I've already applied. I'm really interested in interviewing with your company. What more can I do?
Absolutely.
And that's that's kind of, I shouldn't say easy at all. It's not easy.
None of this is easy.
But that is definitely a starting point.
And it's a good, so that kind of brings us to the next piece, which is, what are you supposed to say to the employers? We've told you all about what you're supposed to be asking the employers and all what you're supposed to be listening for and looking for to learn about these employers, but it's a two-way street. They are looking to hire you just as much as you're looking to be hired by them. So you want to have something prepared to say to them. And oftentimes this is called an elevator pitch. And so if you've already applied for the position, it's an easy way to sort of segue into that elevator pitch. But I do want to caution you to not make it as long as you maybe would for a traditional networking event, where you have a little bit more time to speak with somebody. You are going to have there's going to be a line of students behind you waiting to talk to this employer. So you don't necessarily have 5 minutes with them. You maybe only have a minute. And so you don't want to take up 30 seconds with that employer just to give your elevator pitch. So think of, a line, maybe two, that is really going to communicate why you're speaking to them. Is that right?
Right. No, absolutely. And like Abby said, a lot of these employers, we try and get a good mix of industries there. So inside of your major, there probably might be a lot of students looking for the same employer. So you don't want to hold them up. You don't want to ramble. You kind of want to just make it short, to the point. Make sure you get your name in there. You do introduce yourself.
Yeah.
That's important.
Key points. Your name, your major.
Your name, your major, what you're looking for, why you're here talking to them.
Yeah. Why are you interested? So on that, should we call one of our employers, Kathy, to see what she has to say about what employers are looking for when students actually arrive at the fair?
Absolutely.
So Kristen's going to get one of our sponsors from Bond Construction Company on the line.
Hi, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. This is Kristen Ekman calling you from Wentworth Co-ops and Careers. We're here live on the radio.
Hi, nice to talk with you. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Hi, Kathy. This is Abby Pover. I am also here in studio with you.
Oh, great. Okay, good. Nice to talk with all of you.
Awesome. Thank you for joining us today.
No problem. My pleasure.
So today we are, today our show is all about helping students understanding how to prepare for the Co-op and Career Fair next week, and then also what to expect when they're actually there. And so we wanted to talk to you about what it is that you are looking for from students when you're at the fair talking to students who are looking to work for you.
Okay, sure. So one of the things I think that we look for is how well people are prepared. Do they come up and have eye contact? Are they willing to shake hands? Are they willing to ask questions? Can they present themselves in that short 30 seconds or whatever, enough that we feel that they're confident enough to come work with us? So it's the person who will come up and say, hi, how are you? I'm so-and-so. Can you tell me about Bond? And not just hand you a resume and say, what do you've got for me? You know, it's got to be a little bit of a two-way conversation. So I usually look for people that have that ability to, knowing that it's not their first nature and that it's uncomfortable for them, but they're willing to put themselves out there and make that initial impression.
That's great.
Absolutely. And you actually, you did mention we work with students on a firm handshake, eye contact, the confident approach. This might be a little bit of a personal question, but how would you recommend, I mean, maybe yourself and practices that you do to make yourself confident and kind of get away with those nerves initially?
Sure. I think it's hard. I think it's difficult, especially because, you know, putting your hand out and shaking someone's hand, or, you know, some people don't like to shake hands, but I think, you know, making that eye contact and having that conversation for, you know, a couple of minutes can make a big impression. Mm-hmm. And, you know, not everybody is outgoing and talkative and garrulous, and we know that, but it's the people that are willing to put themselves in that position and say, you know, let me talk, you know, my background. And the other thing I watch for, you know, if someone is too outgoing and wants to monopolize your time, that's not good either. Mm-hmm. Because usually in a position where you're trying to get through a lot of people and say hello, and sometimes, you know, people want to stand there and just monopolize your time and take too much of your time. So there's a fine line with that.
Absolutely.
That's a really good point. So this is, as students are thinking about preparing questions to ask the employers that they want to speak with, what are some of your favorite questions that you've gotten from students in the past?
I can tell you, it's the people that may say, you know, it's the people who are willing to say, not what's in it for me, but, you know, can you tell me about someone who's been a success in your organization? And I will tell you, in our company at Bond Brothers, we have 86 employees currently out of our probably 350 management employees who are went with grad.
Wow.
that's a lot of people that have gone to your school. So we're very, very fond of that school and the relationships that we've built over the years. We've got executives who went to Wentworth, as well as probably right now, I think we have 9 co-ops from Wentworth.
Oh, wow.
You know,
wow.
So we run the gamut from everybody from the beginning to the end of their careers who have been with Bond and with Wentworth. But what we want is the people who are, you know, asking questions about, you know, what will I learn? Who's been a success? What are the opportunities? And, you know, just show some real enthusiasm. I think sometimes people come up and don't know what to ask. And then you don't have to, you know, come up with a million questions. But, you know, one of the things that we've done this year that we're really excited about is we've started to do a lot more work with our co-ops and trying to get them to know each other and talk to each other so that they can go back to school and say, hey, that experience at such and such, you know, at Bond was great, or that department was great, or whatever. So we're trying to get people to get exposure to different opportunities within the organization so that we can keep them wanting to work here after they graduate if they're doing a good job.
Oh, that's
great. Really great to hear. And that you are encouraging the networking between employees, between co-ops, and ideally you would want that to continue beyond their co-op semester and outside of Bond. So would you recommend, or how would you recommend that students that you meet at the fair follow up with you?
We would like them to, you know, send an email, or they can call if they need to. We get a lot of people. It's hard. We try to get as many in as we possibly can. And we look for the best matches. Different departments have different skill sets that they look for. You know, someone who works in our virtual design construction might have a totally different background than someone who's maybe in estimating. So we also look for people with a good attitude. I think the people that know how to come in and learn themselves and be motivated and be professional right off the beginning, we'll do really well here. If someone comes in and looks totally like they need to be spoon-fed everything, they're probably not going to be the best people for us to have long-term, just because we need self-starters with some initiative. So those are really important skills we look for quite often.
Of course.
Great. And is there anything that you'd like to share with the students who specifically want to work for Bond that will help them be successful when speaking with you
I would say that if they have any peers that they know of that have worked here, that's a really good thing. Not that we require that you know someone, but a lot of times it's good because they can ask their colleagues, what's it like at Bond, and make a decision whether it's the right place for them in terms of their opportunity. I think if the co-op position gives you a unique filter into the to the real world, and you know, we try not to have them just doing mundane routine you know, filing and copying kinds of things. We give them a lot more challenges. So talking to their, find out who already works here that's from their school and finding out what their assignment was all about, and making sure that it's a good fit for them is really good for the future for coming in here, I think, and being successful.
That's fantastic advice.
Yeah, and I think with the network of 86 Fonworth alumni at Bond, I think they'll have plenty to choose from.
Absolutely. And we, you know, what's funny is quite often, you know, when people are looking, they'll say, you know, do we have, who went to Wentworth? Do they have any, you know, who else went? And, you know, they like to make sure that people are aware of each other and see and be able to share common experiences and plan for their careers and their future. But we've had such a great relationship with the school for so long that it's one of our premier grounds where we get a lot of our new hires. And we're really trying to, as I mentioned earlier on, make sure that the co-ops who come in with us, we keep them engaged and involved, and we can convert them over into full-time employees if it's a good fit for them and for us in the future, because it's a great hiring opportunity for us instead of going to an agency. Or I think it works out well because people know what they're getting into. Both sides know what the relationship is going to be about.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Well, thank you, Kathy, for answering all of our questions. Do you have anything that maybe we didn't get to that you would definitely like to share with our students before they meet you at the fair?
No, I think that they should take it seriously. They should come prepared. You know, you don't have to have a three-piece suit on, mm-hmm. but, you know, you don't want to look like you just jumped out of bed either. So I think you want to come in and feel comfortable and present yourself. You've got a few minutes to make an impression on someone, and I think the psychological research says people make a decision in the first 30 to 60 seconds of meeting someone. Mm-hmm. So it's really important to get to the point where you're comfortable introducing yourself and presenting a resume and answering questions in a few minutes and trying to make a nice impression. Of course, that's the first thing you have to do. Then you have to be a real good employee. Some people can do that real well, and then they may not be able to carry through on the back end.
Right. Well,
but that first impression is really important.
Absolutely. And we totally agree here. And so that's why we are definitely pushing all of these prepare opportunities for our students before the fair. But thank you again, Kathy.
And we look forward to seeing Bond.
We look forward to coming and helping at the fair, and we'll be working on, I think we're coming in to do a review of help people with their resumes and things like that. Mm-hmm. So we really are excited about this and look forward to meeting everybody.
Awesome.
Thank you very much. We will see
no
you
problem.
Soon.
See you soon.
Okay. Talk to you later. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So we're not just lying to you, students. The employers really want to know that you're prepared to talk to them. I think that was the key thing. But she brought up a really great point, which was to talk to your peers who have already worked at the organizations you're interested working at. So if you know a senior or maybe a recent alumnus who is alumni, we're learning all the different conjugations of alumnus and alumna and alumni. We're getting there. So if you know somebody who's worked at this organization, and if they're not an alum, maybe they're a family friend, talk to them about working at that organization. Mm-hmm. It doesn't just necessarily have to be Bond. There are plenty of organizations who are coming next week that have Wentworth alumni working for them now or previously who had Wentworth alumni as co-ops. And you can find all of that information on LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm. LinkedIn is great.
If you don't already know somebody. So reach out to somebody if you have questions beforehand, too. There's no reason you can't. And especially, I'm thinking about if you want to reach out to an alum who works at the organization, you can send a quick message through LinkedIn or via email to say, hey, I'm really I wanted to get some information about working at this organization. I saw that you're a Wentworth alumni. They are coming to the Co-op and Career Fair next week, and I just want to be prepared in order to put my best foot forward. You might even find out that that person is representing the organization at the fair.
Oh, of course. And then again, you just have a leg up on your peers who may not have reached out to an alumni or to a network connection beforehand.
So, and I think that there's a lot of fear about that email, about reaching out. I want you to do your best to get that voice out of your head. If somebody from my alma mater emailed me and asked me, hey, I saw that you work at Wentworth Institute of Technology. I was wondering if you could share more about that. Working there, I'm interested in applying for a role. I would be over the moon excited to talk to that student.
Absolutely. I think a lot of people feel the same way, definitely. So just definitely send the message.
Yeah.
We have plenty of resources actually in the form of handouts on our website, or if you stopped into the office, we have plenty of templates you could even use.
Absolutely. And again, you can, if your resume is good to go, let's say you just had an appointment with your co-op and career advisor, but you want to talk about sending those sort of pre-outreach emails to some alumni, you can use all-day resume reviews for that. We call it all-day resume review, but it is sort of 15-minute drop-ins that are very specific to the fair. Mm-hmm. Most of you are going to be coming with your resume, but if your resume is all set, don't feel like you can't use this time to ask other questions. We're just here to help you.
Practicing your professional introduction would be a fantastic time for that as well. If you wanted to bring up your 1-to-2-sentence introduction and practice it on an advisor, or Kathy just said that we tried to keep it a secret, but Kathy just mentioned that Bond will be here for all their resumes. So you can try and test that out on a real employer as well and see what sort of constructive feedback they have for you.
Yeah. And so Kathy did a really good job. I want to talk a little bit about being at the fair. Kathy did a really good job about sort of what employers are expecting you, how they're expecting you to present yourself. But there are a couple of other things that you want to keep in mind that are not necessarily as visible to the employers. One thing is you want to make sure you're collecting business cards. And a great tip that somebody gave me when I was a student going to career fair is collecting hundreds of business cards, it felt like, was to write a note on the back of those business cards about every conversation you had with that person. So it can be simple. It could be spoke with Jack in the blue shirt about surveying. It doesn't necessarily, it could even just be a quick little reminder about what they were wearing or something you noticed about their booth, as long as it's going to jog your memory so that when you go to write that follow-up message, because surprise, the co-op and career fair does not end when the doors close at 6 p.m. Exactly. You have to follow up with the employers you are interested in speaking with. Not every employer, but every employer you want to work for.
Mm-hmm. And I think Kathy also brought up making that message stand out. Abby has a great tip for you. Write down, say maybe, you know, somehow it slipped out they're a Red Sox fan.
Absolutely.
Somehow integrate that into your thank you follow-up email. Say I look forward to
absolutely
chatting about the score.
One thing I love to do if the information is there for you, but let's say they talked about a new initiative, or let's say you asked what looks like success for a candidate in this role, and you have an idea that if you were in that role, you could implement, include it in the follow-up. I was thinking about XYZ that we talked about. It would be, if I were in that role, I would love to try to do ABC. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not easy, but if the ideas come, don't feel shy about sharing them, because that's showing your enthusiasm in real time.
Absolutely.
So we've covered follow-up. We've covered how to present yourself and make sure you're kind of getting the information you need to make informed decisions. Is there anything else we're missing?
Don't lose your notes, these fabulous notes that you're taking at the fair. Put them in a Suco pocket. Put them in your portfolio. Just make sure if you are collecting these business cards, you're not dropping them on the ground behind
and
you.
If you don't have a portfolio, you can stop. They sell them in the bookstore if you'd like to buy them. They can be a bit pricey. But you can also just pick up like a plain, I think they sell 25-cent folders in the bookstore that have the Wentworth logo. As long as you just have one centralized place to hold all of this information, it doesn't need to be fancy, but it should look polished that the word?
Yes, exactly.
That's the word my grandmother would use.
If you've taken Co-op Institute, you should have a padfolio. Mm-hmm. So check your drawers for that padfolio. If not, you can stop by the office as well. We have plenty for you to borrow, but you would have to give those back after the fair.
Yeah. So I think that's everything about your checklist of what you need to be thinking about as you prepare and then what to do at the fair and then after the fair. And if you, when you attend the fair, you're going to get an email from us the following morning with some reminders about how to write a thank you note. So, the sooner you write this follow-up, the better. So if you are ready to write it on that night following the fair, just go ahead and sit down and write those follow-ups. But if you want a little bit of support, you're not sure necessarily what to write, you want to wait for that template to come to you, we're going to send you a reminder on Wednesday morning. Thursday morning. Sorry, we're used to the fair being on a Tuesday. But it's on a Wednesday this year, so. And we talked a little bit about dressing professionally with the Whitwear thing. But basically, it's easier actually to tell you what not to wear. Don't wear tons of patterned clothes. Don't wear crazy shoes that are super high-heeled or that you would wear running or to the beach. No open-toed shoes, really. And honestly, if you're somebody who likes to wear, like, an open-toed peep, like a style, peep shoe, that's fine. But you don't want to necessarily wear, like, a sandal. Mm-hmm.
In this type of setting, it's best to be conservative.
Yeah.
If you're unsure. I mean, we have a very varying industries represented at the fair. So while you may be a construction management student looking to go into construction and you may be wearing jeans on a daily basis, you definitely don't want to be wearing ripped jeans, that sort of thing. But still, I would be, if you're unsure, I would stick to the conservative.
You have to remember, too, that in this kind of environment, if you wear what the industry is normally wearing, you're going to stick out because most people are going to be wearing professional attire. It is one of those few times where you just kind of need to step out of that traditional attire for your industry. And that's why we have Whitwear available for you, because we recognize that so many students are going into an industry where you're never going to put on, you might not even put on a nice pair of dress slacks. Mm-hmm. Another word my grandparents would use, slacks.
Those mean pants.
Yes, yeah. Dress pants are what folks over the age of 35 would call slacks, right? So be wrinkle-free, grab an iron. If you don't have an iron, put your clothes in your bathroom, and for every steamy shower that happens over the next couple of days, just leave your clothes in there. Make sure the steam builds up. The wrinkles will come out.
I do this. It works. I can attest.
You don't have to feel like you need to wear a suit jacket or a blazer. But if you're not going to wear a tie or something, you kind of want to balance it out. So if you're going to go tie free, consider wearing a jacket. If you're going to wear a tie, you don't necessarily need a jacket. If you are going for a more feminine look, a blazer could be great, but you could wear a more casual pant if you wanted. Especially I'm thinking you want to be an individual. We don't want to take the individuality out of your personal style, but we also don't want you to stick out, right?
Absolutely. And your personality, your resume, your skills, your character that you are will stick out on its own.
Yeah.
You don't need the bright clothing. You don't need the
no crazy outrageous jewelry
patterns. You do want to be a little bit more neutral and conservative in your attire choice for this event, to allow your personality to shine through and really be the thing that the employers remember about you rather than what you were wearing.
And I know I just said that you could wear a casual pant, and I'm going to stick to that. I think you can wear a bit of a casual pant if you dress up the top of yourself, but I'm here to remind you that leggings in no way, shape, or form are ever considered a casual pant in this situation.
No athletic wear.
No athletic wear and no blue jeans.
Yes.
Stick with blue jeans. And then the other thing is not a lot of cologne or perfume. In general, it's a good idea to avoid wearing a cologne or perfume in a professional setting. You don't know who's allergic to added scents and that sort of thing. But also, if you just put too much on, it could offend somebody.
It's very distracting, too. Yeah. They probably, you know, if it's too much, they're focusing on the smell rather than what's coming out of your mouth and what you're trying to speak with them about.
Yeah. So, you know, take a shower, wear some deodorant, call it a day.
That's it. That's all I need.
Yeah. I think that's it. It looks, the weather forecast for next week is looking pretty warm. It looks like very it's supposed warm. To be somewhere between 70 and 80 degrees.
Sunny and 80, and it will be warm in Tanzi Gym.
Yes. So especially think about that.
Those bodies. So dress comfortably, just light.
Light is a good idea. And try not to bring your bags if you can't. We do have a coat and bag check for you. Your stuff will be secure and safe while you're in the fair, and you won't need to carry it around with you. But if you can avoid bringing a bag or a jacket, I don't think you're going to need a jacket. Mm-hmm. It would be really great. Just less stress on you to even have to remember to go back and get it or where you're going to put it in general. Check-in for the fair starts at 3 p.m., although we'll probably start letting you swipe in around 2:45, but you're not going to be able to get into the gym until 3 p.m. So you want to show up at the pavilion in Beatty around 2:45 to get in line and check in for the fair if you want to get there first thing. And we'll also have LinkedIn photos at the check-in. So like I said, all students must check in at the pavilion. You have to have a name tag to get into the fair. So we recommend pre-registering because you'll have a name tag printed for yourself. But if you don't pre-register, you will be able to make a name tag at the fair. But remember, employers will know you didn't plan ahead because yours is handwritten when the person next to you is printed. Mm-hmm. So think about that.
There is a difference.
There is a difference. There's a big difference. It means that you really plan to come versus deciding to show up on the day.
Which is absolutely allowed, but keep that in mind.
Yeah. Even if you're not, here's my recommendation. If you think you can make it, but you're not sure, sign up. There's no penalty to sign up and not show up. Mm-hmm. We do not penalize you for that. This is really just about making sure you're prepared.
Absolutely.
Are we forgetting anything?
I don't think so.
If we did, come talk to us at the info booth Thursday, Friday, and Monday between 11 and 2.
Mm-hmm. Or you can always stop into the office. The Co-ops and Careers office is located first floor, Wentworth Hall. We're open every day at 8:15 to 4:45.
Advisors host regular drop-in hours on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 1:30 to 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. Of course, when the all-day resumes are happening, those regular drop-in hours go away, but that does mean that there's drop-in hours today and tomorrow.
Yes.
Follow us on Twitter at WIT Co-ops Careers, same on Instagram. Mm-hmm. We're going to be posting all sorts of updates about what's happening throughout the week. I think that's it. It was a long show.
It was a long show. We had a lot of information.
That's great. Awesome. Well, we can't wait to see everybody at the fair. We can't wait to see everybody at all of these prep events. And we hope you can make a mock interview day too.
Yes, we are very excited to put on these events for you. We will be there with smiling faces and hope that you can join us.
And we know our employers are excited to meet you all, so get ready. Absolutely. All right. Have a great week.
Goodbye, everyone.